This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey guys, this is Jace from the Asian Pop Experiment. Well, recently Kane and I once again had a chance to have a chat to Hoi An Kiet, a Vietnamese recording artist who is based in Melbourne at the moment and does a little bit of stuff here and in Vietnam. He's got a new Vietnamese single coming out, a digital single, so we thought we'd get him in the studio to have a chat about that and get the lowdown. And we also asked him how his performance at the local Lunar Festival event here in Melbourne went a couple weeks back, where he got a chance to perform with his dad on stage. Want to find out more about the Asian Pop Experiment? Just head to our page on joy.org.au. Just look under the programs link and click on the Asian Pop Experiment for more. Or you can follow us on Twitter, Asian Pop X.
Welcome to a Joycast. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Asian Pop Experiment, your weekly dose of Kanto, Mando, J and K-pop.
We have a very special person in the studio with us right now. We've had him in once before and he's performed on stage for our fundraiser Joypop Live last year. Of course, I'm referring to Hoi An Kiet. Hi, Kiet.
Hi, how are you going?
How are you going?
I'm good.
Thanks for stopping by the Joy Studios once again. Well, Kiet, it is a sad and depressing fact that some people listening tonight don't know who you are or what you do. So, Kiet, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm a singer. And I'm singing. I'm a Vietnamese singer and I doing music in Australia and I want to play myself for everything and then maybe go back to Vietnam for awesome. In future and do my music.
So we have talked about this on air before, and if you want to hear the full interview that we've done with Kiet before to hear in detail his life story, then you can check out that podcast via our page on joy.org.au. Well, you recently performed on stage at the Lunar Festival in Abbotsford here in Victoria. How did that go for you?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's really good experience when you perform in front of all Vietnamese community here.
Sure.
And to show your music.
Yeah.
Even they had different type of music, but they love my music. They love the R&B dance, you know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because it would be a little bit different, say, for instance, to the performance you did in Paran last year at Heaven's Door, launching your album, because it's kind of to a different crowd, isn't it? That was to a local crowd, learning about your Vietnamese music and a bit more, delving into the culture a bit more. Here, it's the Vietnamese community, themselves. So it's quite lively music, and do you think that stood out on the day compared to some of the traditional kind of music and the ballads that were on stage? And
well, you know, on the Lunar New Year, everybody like enjoyed every performance. That's why the manager he want to put every different type of music on the stage,
yeah.
And for everyone. And for on that day, I'm using my song to sing with my dad as mixed up between R&B original and traditional. So that's why everybody loved it.
I saw you with your dad on the day, and I missed you on stage. So I was really disappointed. But so you actually got on stage and performed with your dad.
Yes,
that was really cool. How did that feel?
That's so amazing, you know, the performance with your dad.
Because your dad's quite a well-known artist in Vietnam.
Yes.
Yeah. And so were people surprised, especially perhaps the older people in the audience, to see your dad up on stage there with you? Did people recognize him?
Yeah, they recognize him. Actually, they, really, because my dad performing before me.
Yeah.
But they really surprised when my dad singing some R&B music, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why they make the song special.
That's amazing. And it's quite an uplifting day, the Lunar Festival, especially there in Victoria Street, because on stage there are so many different artists showcasing what they do. You've got like a model sort of catwalk sort of things happening.
R&B and dance, performance, every lot.
It's a nice mix. Do you get a chance to sort of network with people and have a chat to a couple other artists or performers that are there on the stage on the day to talk about, you know, maybe future things, collaborations you might be able to work on together?
Well, I can say like more than 50% of the performers, my friend there.
Oh, okay.
You know, dancers.
It's a big community, the Vietnamese community in Melbourne, but you all know each other.
Especially, like, for example, like dancer from Rewind, you know, some of them is my friend. And with the singer and the model, all of them are my friend, I know them. But they just perform after me. So we have talking and we're going to plan in future maybe for the model with the girl, you know.
Wow.
A video clip.
Very nice.
And music. and dancer with the choreography, everything.
Right.
Maybe in future.
Cool.
The Asian Pop Experiment. Joy 94.9.
Xin chào, đây là Hoàng Anh Kiệt. Các bạn đang lắng nghe Joy Pop trên kênh Joy 94.9.
Joy Pop. Joy Pop. Vui vàng này người tình hãy bước chậm lại, một người người sẽ thấy rằng cuộc đời này còn rất đẹp. Cho có một mơ đắm sâu. The best Asian Pop non-stop. Joy 94.9. Experiment. Joy 94.9.
Kip, you're soon to release a new digital single. What's the song about and what type of style, you know, genre is it?
Like pop electro.
Yeah.
But not really.
Not really?
Not really like the powerful, but it's more like lyrical. Yeah, more lyric, okay. You know. And
is it kind of like soft pop?
Yeah, soft pop, you know.
Yeah.
Is the song just really touching,
yeah,
feeling, mm-hmm, about just the guy realized to fall in love, mm, first time,
yeah,
with the girl. Yes.
Nice.
And before she moved away,
okay,
for, you know, for living.
So don't you hate when that happens?
And the video going to be captured the moment before he going to meet that girl.
Oh, yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Nice.
And had to say it one last try to tell her, like, Yeah.
I missed a minor detail. This will be a Vietnamese lyric.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Have you got plans to, maybe even with this song or perhaps a new, another future song, have you got plans to release two tracks? So one will be English, one will be Vietnamese?
Well, for the English song, I plan for different song.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that song is the song I want last try is the melody is more Vietnamese. It's difficult to make the English.
Sure, sometimes name. It doesn't fit.
Yeah, because I would like to focus on Vietnamese community first.
Great.
And for the English song, it's really new to me.
Yeah.
I have to repair more. So maybe in the future. But this year, absolutely.
Wow. So when's the single coming out, the digital single?
The digital single is the music.
Yeah.
Gonna come out maybe this month.
Great.
Or beginning of next month.
Nice. Yep.
For the video, it's gonna come on maybe April.
Cool. Yeah. And are we gonna hear it here first on the Asian Pop Experiment?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good.
Sweet.
Because we make things happen.
Hit us up on Facebook, The Asian Pop Experiment.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.